Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, once again, a high-intensity, entertaining ball game last night, Tito. I know it's August, but, boy, these games feel like they're a lot more important than a normal August series.
You know, we've had, you know, good crowds, two good teams, you know, two well-played games. You know, we won one, they won one. You know, you're seeing a lot of good baseball players, which is what it's supposed to be. You know, you want to win every game, but when you're playing teams of this caliber, you got your work cut out for you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Tito, when you talked about Toronto, maybe it's only because we see them twice, they're even more impressive when you see them in person, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And they're even missing some pieces at times. You know, Donaldson hasn't played. And, you know, think what that means. I mean, that's an MVP candidate sitting on the bench there. So, again, they're good. And they've done some really good things. You know, getting Hap has really given their rotation a lift. They've made some really good bullpen acquisitions. So now they're deeper because they were losing some games early in the year that they were hitting the ball, winning, going into the seventh, and they'd lose. And that's a hard way to play. That's not happening very often anymore.
Now, what about your guy, Josh Tomlin, who's had such a terrific year, could have easily been an American League All-Star, has not pitched well here since the All-Star break. Tito, is he wearing down a little bit?
Well, you know, those are things we try to look at, and not 10 minutes after a guy pitches, because that's the hardest time to do that. I spent some time talking to Josh this morning, and Mickey and I, and we're going to try to figure out what's best for him moving forward. Not quite sure what that is yet, but because what we really want is for him pitching down the stretch like he can. And if we have to manipulate a little bit, or, you know, maybe we will. I'm not sure if we can, but those are things we talked about today, and we'll talk more with Josh.
Having a Mike Clevinger on this ball club now gives you probably more flexibility in that regard, doesn't it, Tito?
It certainly helps. And, you know, again, nobody has a crystal ball and you don't know how it's going to go. But, yes, it does. And so we're going to talk some more. And, I mean, there's no rush today because he just pitched yesterday. But we'll talk through it a little bit and we'll come up with something.
How about now with Yan Gomes? We haven't talked much about him. Where is he at in his rehab, Tito?
He's actually throwing now. He's throwing, I think, out to, I think it was 90 feet. It's funny because he said when he first started throwing, it was like he had never thrown before. But and knowing Gomer, that'll come quick because once you shake the rust off and you kind of find the arm swing and you realize it's not going to hurt or you get through the initial, it'll go pretty quick, I think. He's such a hard worker and been so diligent. He's going to go on this road trip with us, and I think being around the guys will be good for him, and he'll continue to ramp up as quickly as he can.
Is there a chance he could be out playing minor league games before the minor league season is over?
Oh, Hammy, it probably depends on when the minor league season's over. You know, I'm guessing that there's teams in the playoffs that would certainly help, and that would really help him because it's hard to get a guy back. I mean, how do you get a guy catching without games? So that would be the hope.
You know, you have talked about today's starter, Corey Kluber, now for the last 3 years, in that you felt the year he won the Cy Young, you said in spring training, I think this guy is going to have a big year. And you talked about it last year when he had not a bad year, but he didn't win like he normally did, and it was a little deceiving, how when he gets on a run, he can get on a run and carry it for a long time. He's been on that. Why is he able to do that, Tito? What separates him?
Well, one, he's good, but his work ethic and his routines are just so flawless. They're so consistent that there's not many dips. And then when he starts throwing the ball, he gets into that good feeling where he's confident and got conviction with all his pitches. It stays because, again, he's so consistent. And on a day when maybe you don't feel like working, he does it anyway. Because everybody feels like that during a long season. And that's why he holds his stuff so well through the whole season.
And he certainly is, again, one of the best in baseball, isn't he?
And what's good is his tank, if you watch him pitch a game, his tank's not on, you know, on empty. I mean, we're in the middle of August, and he seems like the needle's going the right direction. That's because of how he works.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Blue Jays on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.